All right, it is week one of the Lamentation study. I am just so glad you're joining me for this exegetical Bible study. We are going to be taking the text verse by verse because, well, that's how proper exegetical Bible study is done. We don't want to miss anything, so we're going to comb through the text slowly and carefully, making sure we glean as much as we can from this book on repentance. When we come to difficult passages, we are going to lean all the way in. Those passages that get confusing, where our tendency is going to be to rush past them, nope, we are going to press in, trusting that God's word will reveal his unchanging character, that his character is good, and that we will learn in his word how to better worship him. And so it seems like today would be a great day to open our Bibles to Lamentations 1:1 and dive right into the text, right? Well, before we do, we are going to hit pause and we are going to do something called a book overview study. We're going to study the book as a whole. I mean, we know this book wasn't written in this century, but when was it written again? And we know it wasn't written to us in the modern day with our cultural setting, but who was it written to and what were they like? What was their culture? This is our task for this week, a book overview study. This week, we'll ask ourselves questions about authorship and date and who this book was originally written for. We'll look at recurring themes that pop up time and time again in the book. We'll talk about the genre of the writing. Is it poetry? Is it prophecy? Is it history? Is it a little bit of everything? So this is our job this week, to study the book as a whole, to help us understand the context of the book before we dive into Lamentations 1, chapter 1. So you'll want to grab your printed book overview study, a pen, your notebook, and your Bible. Are you ready? Let's go ahead and dive in.